The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Man, Friday never felt so good. Let's hope it feels good for Larry at the end of this. Larry, how you doing, man?
Yeah, hold on. I got some telemarketer or something calling in, and it keeps clicking me off.
Yeah, no worries, Larry. And keep in mind, you still have the opportunity to get the second date. That's the goal. But worst case scenario, we got a night at Twin Peaks for you.
Man, I do love me some Twin Peaks, but I don't think we'll need it today.
Oh.
This has just got to be some misunderstanding is all. And I'm hoping we can just clear it all up. I know you guys end up getting a bunch of crazies and wackos on this thing, but it ain't going to be that way today.
I love it. I love it.
Well, Larry, got to ask, what makes you so sure?
So we went on this date week before last, right?
Right.
But I accidentally bumped into a friend of hers there since I emailed you, and she really put my mind at ease about the whole thing.
Did she? Okay, that sounds good. What happened?
Well, we bumped into each other outside Gold's Gym, and she was like, "Hey, I know you. You went on a date, with my friend." So I told her yes, and that was me with Gina, and the date was great and all, but I hadn't heard anything back yet. And she said she was sorry to hear that, but she knew Gina had been spending, a lot of time with family recently, and she wasn't exactly sure what was going on, but keeping her pretty busy. And, my plan is to have you guys call her now and kind of, just move things along for me a little.
Has it crossed your mind that could actually be a bad sign?
Yeah, I'm wondering, hey, you're the guy that Gina went out with. You're known to the friends, but you might not be known in a good way. See what we're saying?
Yeah, but, it wasn't bad, though. It just wasn't. We went to Little Woodrow's on 1604. We got some drinks, got to talk a lot. And overall, it was a great night, I thought.
Okay. Well, did anything transpire that you can think of that would have made it a rough night for her?
Not at all, really. I actually know a few of the crew over there. So, we got the hookup. And there were some other people there, too, that I knew. So I got to introduce her around. And, I feel like she got to see, a really good version of me.
Yeah, but did she have fun? Larry, did she have fun?
Yes, this is key.
We got to ask because you're obviously not hearing anything back. You're not getting any texts or anything. So
yeah.
There has to be something, right? And we'll find out that something when she picks up the phone here in a few minutes and gets into it. We got to ask you the tough questions.
I don't know. I think everything's going to be fine, when she picks up. I think y'all are just jaded. Not everyone is, some sociopath or scumbag. Some of us just want a little help getting through all the BS. And if I can get her to agree to go back out with me and get a blank check from Frito and Katie, that seems like a pretty strong play.
I mean, it does seem like a strong play. We hear these every day, man.
A little skeptical there, bud.
Right around 7:10, everyone is saying there's nothing wrong.
And there's always something wrong.
But look, you are correct. We could be jaded by that whole experience, and you could be completely correct. So we're going to call Gina. We're going to find out what's up coming up at 7:25, okay?
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So Larry thought we were jaded.
Jaded.
I like to think of it as prepared.
Yeah.
We are prepared for this segment because we never know what's coming when we call that other person to figure out, will they or won't they?
It's a great way to look at it. I mean, we do this every day, man. That's all we're saying.
No, I feel like in the beginning, we were always optimistic, and we have been burned so many times.
Things done change.
I have to mentally prepare myself. Mm. So with that in mind, let's get Gina on the line. Hey, Gina, are you there?
Hello? Hey, who is this?
Gina, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100.
Oh, hi. How are you guys? I love your show.
Oh, Gina, we love you.
Yes, we do.
So far. Gina, and we're not sure which parts of the show you listen to, but if you frequently find yourself listening around this time every day, then you might be very familiar with what's coming next.
Oh, wow. It's a Second Date Update, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Yes. And since you're familiar, you'll probably also know that we're ready to send you out on an amazing night. You get to pick your date, your dream date, whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go. We just get to pick the guy you do it all with. But before we get into that, we did hear that you were having some family thing recently. You were busy with family. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's fine. I, well, not exactly fine. I mean, my grandpa broke his ankle working in his yard this last week, but they told him to stay off it. So yeah, I mean, he's going to be fine. It's just hard, you know, when you get a little bit older, like you just don't heal as fast.
You don't bounce back,
So I've just been at his house, like kind of grandpa sitting, you know, like helping him out, doing what he needs. And it's tiring.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I'm just glad he's all right.
What a relief. We thought that was an excuse.
Well, it's a relief that my grandpa got hurt.
I mean, we could phrase that completely differently. We hope he's getting better soon, but we were dreading the idea of finding out something bad about your date with Larry, honestly. He emailed us trying to figure out why he hadn't heard anything back from you after the date and all that stuff.
Oh, no, I get it. And don't worry, or do worry. I mean, there's a lot wrong with Larry, and you're about to hear all about it.
Oh.
What the f***?
Oh, is that Larry? He's here? Hey.
Yeah.
Well, let's just take everyone along for the ride, shall we?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone's on the same page now. So, what was the issue, Gina?
Well, he's just a total guys. I mean, there's no nice way to say it. He spent the whole night like showing off for his friends who just happened to be at the bar we went to. Like that whole thing wasn't set up to make him look cool and like fawn over free drinks or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, I've dated guys like Larry before.
Okay.
So what it really did for me, or like the thing that like really set me off was the deal with this car. Like it was the most self-absorbed display I have ever witnessed.
What do you mean my car? What are you talking about? I remember you very clearly you liking it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I did until I learned that you bought it. I mean, do you remember telling me the whole story? I know you were 4 shots deep in Fireball or so by then, but do you remember when you were telling me the story?
No, I remember telling you. I mean, it's my story. I also didn't do anything wrong. I don't get it.
Oh, my God. That makes this whole thing so much worse. So, okay.
Let me cut you off there. I'll tell them what happened, and I hope you're ready to feel dumb. I was the victim here. What happened was completely unacceptable.
Okay, Larry, so tell us the story.
I'm intrigued.
So I had a computer malfunction with my Cadillac that I bought last year, so it's pretty frustrating, right? Like a brand new car.
Yeah.
So I take it in to get it serviced, and before you start, I know all about the shortages and the chips and the parts and whatever, and you know, I understand how hard it is to get workforce right now and understaffing, but I go pick the thing up after a month at the dealership and there's a flat tire. They didn't bother fixing it. They just expected me to magically get it off the lot. And once that was dealt with, I realized they didn't detail the vehicle for me. What kind of customer service is that? And it had this weird smell in it. And I was just floored that they tried to return my car to me in such a condition. It wasn't washed or shined or anything.
Oh, my God. Do you even realize how you sound?
Because I expect a certain level of customer service. It's completely reasonable.
All right. Well, and then what happened?
I let them know that I wouldn't be back there. You know, it was the last time they'd be seeing me, that I was going to another Caddy dealership and just put in an order for a new one.
What?
I'm sorry.
Wait.
You bought a new Cadillac because the dealer didn't detail your old one?
You're damn right. I'm not going to let these guys keep bilking me every few months on service appointments and fees and different things going wrong. And look, I'm not going to put them on blast here. I'm putting positive energy out into the world. And if you know me, which, you know, obviously, Gina, you don't. But if you knew me, you'd know that I'm all about forgiveness and understanding. But sometimes you just have to draw the line.
Dude.
You bought a brand new $90,000 vehicle because the dealer wouldn't detail the one you had for like a month when you brought it in for something completely unrelated. Like, in what world are you living in?
I mean, I traded in the old one. I got trade value, and it was about sending a message. You can't treat customers that way. And the only person that's told me I'm wrong on this is you. So I'm expecting to be treated with a little bit of respect when I walk into a business, and that's not what I got, not even close.
But wait.
So you don't have a car right now? Is that what's going on? Like, you said you ordered it, right? Like, how long until it arrives?
Like 6 months, they said. But, I mean, I'll just Uber and Uber Black, you know, until then.
Oh, all about sending a message.
God, you showed them, didn't you? Okay, look, I don't think this is going to result in a second date. But fortunately for you, Larry, we do have this Twin Peaks gift card.
You could bum a ride over there, I guess.
Yes. I don't have to stand for this kind of treatment from you after being treated like that by the dealership.
I'm out.
Well.
Oh, he is out.
Larry?
He's actually out.
Well, obviously lost.
Well, he's out the Twin Peaks gift card.
That'll show him. God. Well, hey, Gina, how do you feel about Twin Peaks?
Oh, I would love a beer after this whole conversation.
All right, Gina, hang on the line. We'll get back with you. We got to unpack this
right,
for a second.
Right, we can do that, right? I mean, it's our gift card.
It's our gift card. You're going to Twin Peaks, Gina. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.